Obesity is an increasing problem in healthcare. Diana Thomas, Elizabeth Elliott, and Louise Bauer from the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Sydney in Australia have done a Cochrane review of the effect of a particular type of diet based on a low glycemic index, or low glycemic load. Diana describes the review.
In summary, this review found that overweight or obese people on low glycemic index or load diets lost more weight and had more improvement in lipid profiles than those on either high glycemic index or load diets or conventional weight reducing diets. Obesity is a rapidly increasing problem globally. Yet, there is a lack of consensus among clinicians as to the best nutritional management. As obesity is a high risk factor for type 2 diabetes, the prevalence of type 2 diabetes is also escalating, even in children. In this podcast, GI refers to glycemic index and GL refers to glycemic load. The GI ranks foods on their effect on blood glucose levels. Low GI foods supply a gradual source of blood glucose, while high GI foods cause a rapid rise and fall. The GL is based on the GI, but also takes into account the amount of carbohydrate in the food. If alterations in the GI of the diet can decrease weight and improve outcomes in obesity, then their use would have health and cost benefits. However, there is controversy about their role. Hence, the aim of the review was to assess the effects of low GI or GL diets for weight loss in overweight or obese people. Trials were identified through searches of the Cochrane Library, Medline, Embase, and SANAL databases. The selection criteria were randomized controlled trials of 2 weeks or longer, comparing a low GI or GL diet with a high GI or GL diet or other diet for weight loss. Main outcomes were body mass index, and fat mass, and other outcomes were markers for cardiovascular risk. Where applicable, meta-analysis was performed. The studies identified were all randomized controlled trials conducted in Australia, Europe, South Africa, or USA, ranging from 5 weeks to 6 months, with up to 6 months of follow-up, and with a total of 202 participants. Three studies compared a low GI diet with a higher GI diet, and three compared the low GI or GL diet with a restricted energy diet. Body mass, total fat mass, body mass index, total cholesterol, and LDL cholesterol all decreased significantly more in the low GI or GL group compared to the control group. In the two studies where the participants were all obese, body mass index decreased significantly more with the low GI or GL diet compared to a restricted energy diet. Hence, lowering the glycemic index or load of the diet appears to be an effective method of promoting weight loss and improving lipid profiles that could be incorporated into a lifestyle. An added advantage with these diets is that provided people eat the right type of low glycemic index food, there is no need to limit the actual quantity. Further research with longer-term follow-up could determine whether improvement can be maintained long-term and the effect on quality of life. In conclusion, overweight or obese people on low GI or GL diets lost more weight and had more improvement in lipid profiles than on the control diets.
The full Cochrane review is available at www.cochrane.org and contains information on the specific diets that have been studied.